Our text for today is taken from the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning with the 22nd verse. And Jesus went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then one said to him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Our tour guide took us on a tour to a cave right on the border of Romania. And I was a little bit intimidated to go in. The night before, there had been a horrific lightning storm, and the power was out in the cave. It was normally lit up and had electricity through it, but because of the storm, we now were going to have to hold little candles in our hands to go back into this cave in a mountain, pretty deep. I went in almost the distance of 2 football fields. Our tour guide explained to us that in ancient times, many kings would hide their armies back in this cave because it was such a safe place, and because only those who had been inside of it before really knew the right passages to take to stay safe. Well, inside of this cave, there was a point where the tour guide stopped us, and he said, "We are about to get to what's called Thin Man's Passage." And I perked up, not being quite as thin as I wish I was. "Thin Man's Passage," he said. There were 2 paths that you could take at this point. One was a large, wide path that was maybe less interesting, and then a very tight, narrow passageway. And sure enough, I decided to take that with him, a crowd about split in half. Sure enough, going through there with our candles and flashlights, there were some points where I was rubbing on both sides, turned sideways. That's how narrow the passage was. And for a few moments, I got a little bit claustrophobic and a little bit intimidated. And I remember while being inside of that cave thinking about passages like this, where Jesus describes the narrow gate and the narrow entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes Jesus uses very simple imagery that doesn't take much at all to understand and to get the truth that he's trying to teach us here. He's responding to a question about how many people will be saved. "Lord, are there just a few who are going to be saved?" And Jesus, in essence, turns the question back on those asking it and simply makes this point: strive to enter through the narrow gate. In other words, don't concern yourself with how many are going to be in heaven. You just make sure you get there. And it's not an easy path, is what he's telling us. Quite often, Jesus speaks about getting to heaven as a very difficult thing. And that kind of surprises us sometimes as Christians, because the way of grace, nothing could be easier if you think about it. We have nothing to do to get ourselves to heaven. God in Christ has come and paid the full price for everybody in this room and everybody in the whole world to have life in heaven by the purchase of the purchase price of his blood shed for us on the cross. Christ has paid the entrance fee for all of us to have that home in our future. So why in the world would God make this sound like such a difficult, difficult thing and so many people being kind of kept out of it? By grace you've been saved through faith. This is not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. What could be easier than that? But our Lord is here not addressing the way of our salvation having been accomplished by his work, the fact that he has purchased heaven for every one of us. You're right, nothing could be easier than that. But he's rather talking about the great difficulty of possessing this by faith and holding on to this and staying on the path of faith. In other places in Scripture, Jesus often contrasts this difficult, narrow entrance into heaven with kind of the broad and wide path that leads to destruction. That broad gate that goes to the place of destruction is certainly much more appealing, and it's much easier for us to find. Everybody in this room knows exactly where it is and how to find it. That's not a challenge for us at all. And that entrance to destruction is one that's very accommodating. It will let you bring in anything you want, bring in any ideas that you want, bring in any sins that you want, bring in any possessions that you want. And it appears to let us keep everything we want in life and everything we could ever have and dream of. Bring it along with you is the way that entrance operates. And along with that, as Jesus says elsewhere in Scripture, the majority of people are surrounding and gathering at that entrance. The majority of people are inviting us as well to turn away from this very difficult, narrow little passage that we have to life in heaven. And sometimes just the unpopularity of the entrance to heaven is tough for us to handle. And the popularity of the wide entrance to destruction is intoxicating. I remember that day there was a husband and wife team, they happened to be from Scotland, that were right behind me in the tour group as we were going through that cave. The wife decided she didn't want to try this. It was too claustrophobic. And the husband was kind of excited about it, and he wanted to try. And as he started to enter, the guide stopped him and said, "You're going to have to take off your backpack because that's not going to fit through." And so he did. He left it with his wife. She took it the other way. Jesus tells us in our text, many will seek to enter through this narrow entrance and not be able to. Those are some pretty chilling words. It implies that there will be people in this world, like us, who know where the entrance is, who want to go through it, who have been blessed to find out about Christ and the path of salvation through grace. And we will actually approach the entrance and make our attempt, but ultimately not be able. There will be those inside of the church, Jesus is warning here, who know of him, who know the way, who have been taught the way, and are even on the path of trying to get through that door, and yet it's too difficult. So what makes this narrow entrance so tight for us? Well, we have to leave our backpacks of all the possessions that we have, for one thing. To enter through this narrow passage causes us to have to screen out our love for all the great stuff we can get in this world and in this life. It doesn't permit you to drag that luggage along with you. In your heart, you must let it go and put it down. And that is really hard to do. In addition to that, and we think of this especially as we enter this new Lenten season today on Ash Wednesday. In addition to that, this entrance requires repentance. It requires that we are screening out by the work of the Holy Spirit in us, all of our love for particular sins. And that's maybe easy to do like on a certain basis once in a while. But to stay with that day after day after day, when you're dealing with the same problems, the same temptations, the same sins, it gets tiring. It gets sickening. It gets difficult to just keep going back to God with our same problems and our same sins over and over again. And it's tempting for us to just say, you know what? This is just too hard. This is just asking too much of me in this world that I live in. And so that's what makes this gate so challenging. The battle with our own sinful flesh and the world is just too exhausting. And this narrow entrance also does not allow you or me to bring our own righteousness in. It causes us to have to leave our own pride aside, to admit that we are nothing before God on our own, but wicked, depraved, sinful human beings, not deserving of heaven. And that the righteousness we need to enter, God Himself has provided us in Christ. That's not easy for our hearts to take. But notice what our Lord says to us. He holds out the invitation to this crowd and to you and me today. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. The reason he still calls out to us to do this is because he has been there on the other side of the gate. He knows what it holds for us. He knows how amazing it is for us. He knows what eternal life and the joys of heaven is all about. And it's worth leaving everything behind in this life that you have to drop. And it's worth all of the difficulty of having to press through that very tight and narrow passage of repentance and holding on to him as your Savior. And so he says to you again today, strive. Strive to enter through that narrow gate. It will be worth it. Trust him. Amen.